on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Joe Brocato is the author of a great book, author of Hit It Off, 21 Rules of Mastering the Art and Science of Relationships in Life and Business. And Joe, relationships still matter in the post-COVID era. They matter extremely in business. No more Zooming. We got to build these relationships up, don't we?
We certainly do, John. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. It's great to chat with you. I love diving into the psyche of how we master certain different skills. And, you know, I think a lot of people might listen and say, oh, developing relationships, everyone's good at that. Not necessarily, huh?
Well, I think we're all pretty good at it, and instinctively we know that relationships are important, but we tend to take them for granted. And, you know, one of the points in my book, Hit It Off, is about how we can really be more aware of the interpersonal dynamic by really using critical thinking, you know, how we can really effectively communicate with people. A lot of the rules in my book, there are 21 of them, are really around effectively communicating and then really processing and accessing information that is relevant for what you're doing. You know, being aware of different things that are going on in the interpersonal relationship that we sometimes take for granted, whether it's eye contact or active listening or emotional intelligence. And then really being objective when you get into a relationship and leaving your judgments and predetermined biases at the door as much as possible and really be mindful of what's going on. And that's really part of being conscious around this concept. And that really helps us build, from the moment you meet someone, this really strong emotional connection. We want to hit it off with people from the moment we meet them and then develop a long-term emotional connection. That really helps us increase the likelihood of achieving our goals in any relationship that we're in.
You talk about the uniqueness of relationships being important. Can you explain that?
Absolutely. The whole point of my book is building what I call a unique relationship, one that is difficult, if not impossible, to replace. That's the type of relationship where both people have an incentive to stay in the relationship. And that's all about creating this human connection, this emotion, this really strong emotional bond. And in the book, I have a lot of science. There's over 100 footnotes. I make it very digestible, very readable for the reader. And human connection is one of the most basic human needs. And we're able to satisfy that with another person, really help us achieve our rational self-interest, both ours and the other person, then we're really on our way to becoming unique in that person's eyes and them in ours as well.
I know you talk about relationships, and we say this, and for a moment it's like, I know you're talking about friendships, I know you're talking about more than that, but also in business too. Is there science to back up that people that are better at building business relationships do better in the long run?
100%, and there's a lot of science around the concept of job success and how important relationships are. So there are studies, Harvard, Carnegie Mellon, Stanford, they've done studies around, you know, what is job success? 85% of our success on the job is our skills with people. And only 15% is our technical skills and knowledge, things that we go to school for. And frankly, with the age of AI, artificial intelligence, I believe, frankly, I postulate that that 15% is going to come down because machine learning is pretty darn smart. And so the possibility of really enhancing our success on the job is intimately tied to our relationship skills. And that's exactly what my book can help people do.
A lot of people coming out of college or high school ask, oh, what should I do in the broadcast world? You know, how do I get ahead? And, you know, I always say that talent, you know, can go a long way. But the most important thing, and this goes to every business, I imagine, you want to be someone that people want to work with.
Absolutely. You know, people always say, well, you have to like and trust someone. You know, I'm an attorney. I've been practicing law now for a little over 31 years, and I'm out doing a lot of business development. I'm in a very, very competitive business. We pride ourselves. My firm is Gazdecki, Del Judas, Americus, and Brocato, of course, and I have to put the plug out there for the firm.
For sure.
But the point is, you know, I really, really know that to achieve the level of trust that you have to with a potential client or referral source is very difficult. It really is based on authenticity, sincerity, and really a commitment to the client's goals. And they need to know that you care about them. You can't fool your way through a relationship. And that's really about the authenticity piece, whether it's in business or in your personal life. You have to bring your authentic self to it. You have to employ skills backed by science. And that's why I wanted to put the science in the book. It's not just me, Joe Brocato, telling you these things. When we really look at the science, psychological, sociological, and business studies, it really shows and proves the efficacy of a lot of these intuitive things that I talk about in the book to really give us confidence to go out and really develop the type of relationships that really we're destined to do.
I never want to be someone that looks at the next generation and wonders what the heck's going on, because I think every generation does that to the next generation. I'm a millennial. People did it to me for a long time. Now we're doing it to Gen Z. Do you think that there's lessons in the book for every generation, including this newest generation, to take away? Because a lot of these Gen Zers have grown up have become a part of the workforce in a very strange time. And I imagine a lot of these lessons might be new to them.
Well, they might be. And the science really transcends age. And frankly, it transcends the medium, whether it's an in-person relationship or a video conference or a phone call. And so kids sometimes aren't learning these things coming out of school. And it's important for them to really understand how important relationship skills are. Like I said, that 85% of our job success is based on these skills.
Yeah.
You know, people used to call them soft skills. I call them power skills. We need to empower ourselves. And younger people, whether Gen Zers or millennials, whoever the case might be, really need to understand that relationships are absolutely critical. It's absolutely critical to nail these factors in my book, in terms of how the science can actually help you enhance your success. And when you're going into the business world and you have to hit the trust of people and you have to win the confidence of people, it's truly important to have a toolbox. And that's what my book really is. It gives you 21 things that you can really focus on and really develop muscle memory. There are exercises in the book. You can start practicing these things right away. And that's what I like. I like books where you can learn things and you can start practicing them right away. And that's what these exercises are intended to do.
I love just even reading the rules. We're running out of time, Joe, but just like build connections through trust, care through your actions, remember the 50-50, listen, speak. These are things that when you just read that one sentence, you go, well, duh. But then to remind yourself of it and then to read the science about it really is reinforcing. Joe, we appreciate your time. The book is called 21 Rules of Mastering the Art and Science of Relationships in Life and Business. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Sounds good, John. Thank you so much for having me. Bye-bye.